Hey, amazing people. How's it going? Well, today, let's talk about assumptions. I had another conversation where, you know, I was listening to a podcast / intro my friend was working on, and, you know, his podcast is about business, about bottom line. And it got me thinking, you know, does everybody that's in a business know what the word bottom line means? And the reason why this came up is because several years ago, I went for training for a fast food restaurant that we've opened up in our hotel. And I walked into this class, and, you know, one of the first things I noticed was almost everybody in there was green. You know, didn't have an idea about inventory control. I mean, none of the business basics. And I keep asking myself, you know, would they have known what the word bottom line means? You know, can we assume that they do? Or what kind of language did they use to describe it? Because for the longest time, I said it was profit. You know, I want to make sure I make money and I want to make a profit. And profit for me meant bottom line. Well, those are subtly different things. But yes, at the end of the day, it's your take-home money. We always assume from our perspective. And sometimes I think when you're doing a podcast, teaching a class, or having a conversation with peers, you've got to learn to put yourself in the other person's shoes and think for a moment, are you giving them the definitions of the words that you're talking about? Do they need to understand? And sometimes we assume just because we know, the other person knows. And the other case of assumptions is, you know, it's to never assume you know somebody until you've gotten the chance to know them. And a great example I always use is, you know, I'm a governor through our brand, which means, you know, there's a select group of people which the brand uses to poll, test, get advice from on how the brand runs, how to run the brand. In this group, when I first got on, you know, I entered a room and I was automatically characterized as a certain type of person and put into a certain group by the people in the room. And to me, that hurt. You know, people just assumed that's where I belonged because I looked like, you know, the rest of them. And for me, I always want to be judged after you've gotten a chance to know me. You know, get to know me first, then put me in whatever bucket you need to put me in for yourself. But, you know, do me a favor, just get to know me first. And I think this is true for everybody. You know, don't judge people until you know them. Don't assume they know something or they don't know something unless you've had this conversation with them. And that's the challenge, right? When I talk here, I have to make certain assumptions. And that's okay. But can I hit 80%? Can I make sure I'm explaining the concepts? And, you know, if I'm not, call me out. If something needs to be revisited, we'll go back and revisit it. And we'll put more perspectives on it. Put more eyes on it. You know, and that's the challenge with this. I can't squeeze everything into one episode or every perspective into one episode. So it's really, you know, what's fresh in my head now. But what I need to do a better job of is sharing more perspectives in an episode, right? Sharing my ability to put myself in other people's shoes and how I see the world from their eyes. And this was one of those cases where I was talking to my friend and I was like, wait, you know, you may not have thought about it this way. Like, I understand bottom line, but I want to make sure that if this is the word you use for your podcast, that everybody you're talking to understands what that word means and you're not just assuming. So, I just wanted to broach that topic, and, you know, there's a lot of things I can talk about when it comes to assumptions. You know, in my life, a lot of people have assumed I am one way or the other, and, you know, it hasn't been the case. You know, for the first time in my life at 46 years of age, I am on the journey of getting diagnosed with ADHD, and that's come with a lot of assumptions from people I love, from family members, from friends. And none of them realized the battle that was going on in my head. So it makes this even more important. You know, is understand a person's challenges, understand their viewpoint, their perspective, then have a conversation. Then you can have a meaningful conversation and you can get to a conclusion or an outcome that's favorable. But as long as you're just going to, as long as you believe you are right and it's the only way, you're closed-minded. You can only see the world in one perspective. And you have to train yourself to see multiple perspectives this day and age when there's so many of us and we're so close together and it's so integral that we all work together. So, as always, you know, my message of positivity, pick one person, be it a family member, a friend, somebody you haven't talked to in a while, call them up or text them, tell them they're amazing, make their day. Make them smile. And if nobody's told you you're amazing or awesome today, you're awesome. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk at you later. Thank you.